This I believe. Woman's work, they say, is never done. Mrs. David D. Jones likes it that way. Wife of the president of North Carolina's Bennett College, Susie Jones is a national figure as a churchwoman and educator. But first of all, she is a mother of four. Her daughter is a doctor, one son an attorney, the second a businessman, the third a Harvard graduate, class of 1950, a private in the Army. Hear now a busy mother's creed.
It seems to me that mothers and homemakers of all people need to know what they believe. If what they believe is vital and glowing, it takes them above the drudgery of routines. House cleaning, cooking the meals, nursing a sick husband, and doing church and civic chores as well. I think that as a homemaker, my beliefs must be creative, and I must see in things at hand a challenge for my best efforts. It has always seemed to me important to do the things at hand. As my father constantly quotes from Thomas Carlyle, "Do the duty which lieth nearest thee, which thou knowest to be a duty. Thy second duty will always have become clearer." I firmly believe the old hymn writer who said, "The trivial round, the common task, can furnish all we ought to ask, when we see within each task its relationship to our growth and to the happiness of others." Serving a meal, making a bed, bathing a child, visiting a friend, entertaining guests, preparing a mission study lesson, canvassing the neighborhood to encourage registration for voting. These routines of daily life, it seems to me, can be means of discipline and means of increasing self-esteem. Doing these simple tasks as worthy ends in themselves has given me deep satisfaction. Great enrichment of life has come to me in the things I have been able to do with my family, my friends, and my community. Distant tasks may seem more glamorous and more alluring, but our only chance, I think, of bringing in the kingdom of God is to work at the thing at hand. I have come to believe firmly in the goodness of people, in the worth of every man, woman, and child. The few who have become distorted by forces in our society do not lessen this belief for me. In my limited contacts, I have been constantly amazed at the goodness, the abilities, the devotion, and deep concern of people. In many unexpected places, I have found beauty and love, faith, hope, and wisdom, and the generous heart. So I have grown to believe firmly in the dignity and worth of every human being. The words of an old spiritual have intrigued me through the years. It goes, "Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's going to trouble the waters." This leads me to express my third conviction that all growth is attended by struggle and suffering. Although I believe that our universe is in God's hands and we are His, I am still striving for a sense of oneness with God. This same struggle carries over into achieving ever-deepening and meaningful relationships with family, friends, and community. The exhilaration that comes from this struggle, however, has kept me consciously striving for the good life. This, I believe.
That was Mrs. David D. Jones of Greensboro, North Carolina, who believes there is nothing small in doing the little things of life.